So over the weekend, we tragically heard of the passing of Cameron Boyce, the actor, the Disney star. Starred in Descendants and among that a bunch of other things, and had been an actor for most of his life, and he passed away at a seizure in his sleep due to a long-term medical condition that he was suffering from. And he was on the show about 2 years ago, came with two other Disney stars, and I remember feeling like, of all the three of the young actors, that he was the one that I could actually connect with and have a good conversation with. And it's a tragic thing for anyone to go that young. And so to him and his family, obviously from myself and Hammer Time and 5FM, we send all our condolences. And we found the interview from almost three years ago now, I guess, when he was here. He was on the show. Here's some of it.
The Hammer Time Catch-Up.
I feel like my studio is not my studio anymore, man. This is really impressive. Disney rolls out one hell of a setup.
Tower studio now.
What's happening?
It is good. What's going on? We've got Dove Cameron here. Good morning and welcome to 5FM. We've got Cameron Boyce. We've got Thomas Doherty. We're here because Descendants 2 is about to be released, and this is now the South African part of the press tour. You guys must be incredibly exhausted. You don't look it. But
thank
I would
you.
Imagine, because this is country number?
Three. Yeah, we went to Amsterdam. In the Netherlands, and then we went to London in England, and now we're here.
Yeah. So something like this, I mean, from my side of things, it's an incredible setup to see how the whole thing kind of plays out, right? When people come into studio and everything has to be checked to make sure that it's meticulous and perfect, because you guys are important and you're doing big work and it's a huge brand that you're behind.
Oh, goodness.
But that is true.
Thank you. First time ever, though.
But on the other side of this, right, I mean, what's going on for you guys? You don't find it's a lot of the same kind of thing over and over and over again?
Oh, no, I think we do. I think it's a lot of answering questions that are similar, just because, you know, it's about the same movie, I guess.
Yeah.
But it's honestly though, it's great, and we have a lot of you know, questions that people really want to know and people really want to hear about, you know, what we think of the movie and how it's going to be and all sorts of stuff like that. So.
Also, our job is incredibly varied, like, you know, because there's a difference between being an actor and then being an actor on the Disney Channel, because being on the Disney Channel does come with a lot of components, right? There's music, there's dancing, there's interstitials, there's promotion, everything like that, and so it's kind of nice. It's like, this isn't our job all year round, and so when it is, it really is, and you take it for what it is, and you do that for a while.
There's also the idea, because Disney's this heritage brand, right? It's been around for so long, for so much longer than any of us have been on this earth, and a lot of us would have grown up, maybe even you guys as well, before becoming Disney stars, watching the classic Disney films. Like, I often like to think that if I could have been in your shoes, what Disney film I would have been in, right, if you go back to the classics. Have you ever given that any thought?
I think, though, I mean, every kid really thinks about that, because Disney is really a part of every childhood. I mean, it's hard to find a kid who doesn't know about Disney and love Disney. So you're sort of, as a child, always thinking about not only classic Disney, but even Disney Channel. Like, a lot of kids, that's, like, their dream is, like, to be on Disney Channel. So we're very lucky. But, yeah, I mean, I think, especially being a part of Descendants, when you actually get to be heritage characters,
yeah.
You definitely think about that all the time.
Do you think it's a new thing to the new way of telling stories in the generation that we're in right now, that there isn't this good and evil, there's more nuance to it?
Yeah.
Stories need to be told differently?
Yeah, and I think that that's such an important thing. I've especially, you know, you kind of discover what the movie's about as you're doing it, and you definitely kind of discover the messages as you're promoting it.
Yeah, it's not as black and white as people make it out to be. I think that the special thing about our first movie in particular was that the story was centered around the bad kids. And you sort of got to see, it's a little bit of a look inside of the other side. And because you empathize with them so much, because they are the main characters and you are pulling for them and you want them to be good and they are good, you really sort of get that fluidity of, like, okay, well, just because you're bad doesn't mean that you're all bad.
Or just because people perceive someone as bad,
right,
doesn't mean that you can take that at face value. It prompts you to look further.
Do you think the position that you guys are in is one where, instead of just being a part of culture, you're a part of moving culture as well. So you're a part of encouraging these new kind of ideas and new different ways of thinking. And I think what we're all speaking to is that we are in a generational shift, right? In South Africa, it's the case. I mean, globally for you guys, it's the case as well. Do you think that we're headed in the right kind of direction? I mean, are you positive and optimistic about the way in which young people are today?
I think you have to be. I mean, the youth is the future, and we take a lot of pride in sort of being a little part of their upbringing and sort of swaying them into...
You completely are, yeah.
Right, yeah. So we really like to be good examples and, you know, role models and things of that nature. And that comes with the territory. But I think the movie in itself, because it reaches and touches so many kids, I think it's very important for us to also have really strong messaging that they can take and... use for the rest of their lives. So we're very optimistic about, you know, where things are going, hopefully, you know.
That was some of my interview that I did with Cameron Boyce and two other Disney stars when they were here promoting The Descendants 2 about two and a bit years ago on the show. Rest in peace, Cameron. He passed away this past weekend, died in his sleep, died of a seizure, 20 years old, gone far, far